The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Well, the power segment is now, and I'm Jay Garvin's. I'm glad that you're with me. You and I have about 9 more minutes together to go through the podcast, the final segment of the Jay Garvin Show, Real Estate Forecast for 2020. With the promises up front, the premise of the show is that we've had 7, almost 8 incredible years of appreciation in El Paso County, Pikes Peak region. Our real estate has appreciated from $178,000 for a median home price to $325,000, and we're less than $30,000 away from home prices doubling, and that is in less than 8 years. So in 10 years, we're going to have a doubling of property, and I want you to be part of it. I'm telling you right now that I believe the median home price in 2020 will hit $356,000 at least 1 month, but it'll taper off to where I think it's going to be about $342,000 by the end of the year, more than a 10% increase. So you want to stay well-positioned. How in the world do you do that? And the reality is this. Now, next week, I'm going to have a show on budgeting and savings. I read another article over the holidays. There's 330 million people in the United States, okay? 40% of working Americans don't even have $400 in emergency savings if they're going to go without a paycheck for 30 days. They can't even have one emergency abated by a savings account. And here's the reality, blew me away. 98 million Americans in a survey have the number one resolution for the new year to be get out of debt. Now, that's a combination. You have men whose number one is to save money, and the woman's number one resolution is to eliminate debt. Those together, there's 98 million people that don't want to spend, don't want to get more in debt, don't want to leverage themselves more, but they actually want to save money and eliminate debt. And the only way for you to do that in the middle class is really through home ownership, because I've done shows in the past, and you can call me, please. Call me at 719-330-1457 to set up a time, because just like that opening monologue, the locomotive is coming. It's chugging into the train station. It has been running through our proverbial train station for 8 years, and I can see the caboose on the horizon. And these doors are going to start to close. I honestly thought the doors closed in 2018. Rates had went up. Housing was starting to become proportionally unaffordable. And I didn't see 2019 coming, where there was 3 interest rate decreases and a push of momentum after August, the latter half of the year. So the train has slowed down. And you still have chance to catch on, because, see, here's the point. Even if you own a home, that's fantastic. But you have adult children that don't. And if you've got adult children that have $20,000, $30,000 of school debt, worse, you've got $20,000 or $30,000 of school debt paying for your millennials, buying a home. If you buy a home that you live in, put 5% down, 3% down, 10% down, 20% down, 0% down if you have VA eligibility, and just allow that property to appreciate 10% for the next 2 years, at a $300,000 house, you can make $60,000 of appreciation, sell it, your expenses, pay the real estate agent. You still have $30,000 to $40,000 cash to pay off your student debt and go back to renting. Right there's a big takeaway. Now, I think you're going to want to stay in your house, and one of the reasons why houses are not available right now is so many people are keeping their homes because they're appreciating fast, and it's disproportionately more expensive to go out and shop. So that's why inventories are low. But the real estate forecast in 2020, this is what I predict. Inventory is going to stay tight. And what I mean is, in 2011, there was 4,000 to 6,000 homes on the market every month. We're down to 1,500 to 2,000 homes being on the market because supply is so limited, because demand is so high, they're getting plucked up in less than 30 days. But less people are selling. And get this, more people proportionately are doing what I've done and buying multiple houses. So the real estate market is tight, my friends, is because my wife and I have bought 7 more homes. We have 8 homes. So that makes it more disproportionately more difficult for new people to come in. Now, if you're going to buy investment properties only, call me at 719-330-1457. The real estate forecast for you is totally different. I might recommend that you do some investments in Woodland Park, Security, Widefield, down in Pueblo, maybe midway off of I-25, and even Canyon City, because Colorado Springs is a disproportionately more expensive place to buy investment properties, and it's not a game that anybody and everybody can play right now. But the biggest takeaway I want you to do is that there's steps for preparing. When you call me, if you have $30,000, a student debt, car debt, or credit card debt, my recommendation to you is not going to be, let's get you pre-approved to buy a house. It's going to be, let's get a plan together to eliminate some of your unsecured debt so when you buy a house, you're not overwhelmed and over-leveraged. But also, the number one thing for you to avoid being over-leveraged is actually for you to get a savings account. See, I bought $70,000 of cars and trucks over the holiday, but I did it for cash. And I'll talk to you next week as I talk to the finance manager at Phil Long Ford. Austin is my man. He got a 2-for deal, you know, a Ford Edge and an F-150. But I did it for cash because we've been saving not 1, not 5, not 7. We had been saving 9 years for new cars. Last time we bought new cars was 2013. We had a little bit of savings. We continue to do that. So there are some secrets for you taking advantage of the real estate forecast of 2020 is to get you with me for a 30-minute consult on what's your next step. Complimentary. That's usually $75. I charge $150 an hour. That's waived for you. More importantly, get your adult children and say, hey, let's sit down for 30 minutes with Jay Garvin's and his team over at Churchill Mortgage, either Kay Frucci, Mark Frucci, Kenny Smith, Sabrina Lauer. Any one of these individuals can sit down with you, and that's my New Year's gift to you. And you call me at 719-330-1457, and we will make that happen. And as I state at the end of every single show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, in 2020, pray to God that you would receive it, because that's what I've got in you, the radio listener. Someone I would serve week in, week out, month in, month out, because you add value to me. And the most important part of the real estate forecast of 2020 is you. Tag you're it. What are you going to do with it? Jeff, if you're listening, someone that I've talked to for 3 years, you keep saying you're going to buy more houses. How's the stock market working out for you? You've got to get into real estate because it's the only way for the middle class to move forward. It's simple math. So call me at 719-330-1457. Please go to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my introductory investment property class on the 21st of this month, Tuesday, the 21st. Go to churchillcolorado.com. Pull down the tab, the menu at the top that says classes and events. If you're on your mobile device, click it again. You'll see investment property class 101. Put in your personal information and we'll make sure that you're invited. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and we'll be here once again Monday and Tuesday for the replay. If you missed anything, and next Saturday right here for the next Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, yo!
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.